What's on your mind with Todd Mitchell? I'm Scott Hannon. Telephone numbers 800-228-0550. Are those in your speed dial yet? Can I flat out beg to have them be right there so you have that one touch access to us? Ladies and gentlemen, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us for the Wednesday Talk Radio Town Hall in moments. And your calls, questions, and comments, welcome for him on any and all issues. Always a busy time on Wednesday, so we look forward to that. By the way, during the break, I did, as I promised I would do, get the comments of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar up about this Donald Sterling fiasco. Has an interesting take on it, and basically it has to do with the privacy rights. He's basically not surprised. He's known all the things about, and so is the NBA, about this guy. He's kind of saying, hey, NBA, just because there's public outrage now, you throw the book at the guy. Where were you before? And also says, shouldn't we be equally angered by the fact that his private, intimate conversation was taped and then leaked to the media? Didn't we just call to task the NSA for intruding into American citizens' privacies in such an un-American way? Is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar right on this one? Anyway, I posted his op-ed, this in Time magazine, up about that. I also have information up about the Common Core issue that will be discussed by Dr. Duke Pesta at a series of events, May 8th in Bismarck, May 9th in Fargo, May 10th in Eureka, South Dakota. And also posted a video for those folks that would like to know more about Dr. Pesta's opposition to that. We will effort a debate when he's here, the 8th, 9th, as well. Try and get some more information on that. Didn't get as much time as we'd hoped today, partially because of the call from Craig Cobb to the program earlier today. The other big story in the news, given the court action yesterday, or the, I guess it was court action, based on the plea deal from the Grant County Assistant State's Attorney, Todd Schwartz. And Craig Cobb, free at last, free to call. What's on your mind? As he did. So, anyway, those are some things that happened, and I did want to let you know we got them posted on the Facebook page, and they're there for the taking. Okay? Congressman Cramer is going to join us here momentarily. I understand that he was attending a hearing on the Endangered Species Act. And I, for one, am glad he's taking his time there and not rushing to the microphones to take your questions and comments today, because I'd like somebody with some common sense to be in the room when we are examining the Endangered Species Act, which has gone way, 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 way too far. You know, to me, that was the takeaway from the Bundy situation. By the way, did you catch the little Cliven Bundy reference by Craig Cobb? That we would be waiting until the Bundy's cows come home?
Yes.
He was like a one-man riff machine there. Yeah.
You have to admit, he's a good speaker. He's an eloquent speaker.
Yeah, and a quite a talk radio fan, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, citing a number of programs. But anyway, without any further ado, fresh off of taking on the idiotic Endangered Species Act, is Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Wow, hello, you know exactly what I'm doing at every minute.
Yeah, well, the NSA helps.
I always thought you guys were in cahoots. I worried about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they're tracking you well.
Yeah, exactly.
I talked to some folks yesterday, some North Dakotans, about, and I hadn't heard about this, but maybe you know about this. There's evidently some butterfly that is getting special treatment of the Endangered Species Act, especially around riverbeds and impacting farmers, that a number of farmers are concerned about. I forget the exact species of the butterfly. I'm pro-butterfly, but I'm not sure they need federal protection. You know what I'm saying?
Well, one of the butterflies that's been petitioned is the Dakota Skipper. Was that the one you heard about?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it could be, and there's another one, too. Anyway, the Dakota Skipper, though, one of the reasons that it's being considered as endangered is because, are you ready for this, Scott? Because this is big. Do I sound cynical?
You should be over this thing, because this thing's just gotten out of hand.
It's hard to take seriously, except that it's so tragic. It is susceptible to fire. But that's one of the things listed, one of the reasons listed for it being considered. A butterfly susceptible to fire.
So what therefore are the protections then when it's susceptible to fire? I mean, what do
What happens is it gets to land use issues. So, you know, you can't allow, farmers on, grazing, pickups, four-wheelers, recreation, anything that might start a fire in the area that, you know, that could hurt the butterfly or its habitat. And so it's really quite remarkable. And this is just one example, though, Scott. So today, you're right, we're in the Natural Resources Committee. We have markup, which means the passing of bills onto the floor, of four Endangered Species Act bills that would require transparency, basically, in the process. Because the way the Endangered Species Act has been used the last 5 years, interestingly, is that law firms that specialize in suing the government find clients. They'll go to the Sierra Club or some version or thereof, or some Save the Earth group, and they'll say, "We've got a great deal for you. We'll represent you in a lawsuit against our friends in the Obama administration at the Fish and Wildlife Service or the Department of the Interior, who think like we think and think like you think. And what we'll first do is we'll petition to put a bird or a critter of some sort on the Endangered Species Act, and then we'll do it in the Ninth Circuit, because there you have real liberal judges. And what we'll do is we'll offer up a settlement agreement, and the judge will call us into his chambers. And so some liberal judge appointed by a liberal president will get together with us as we sue our friends, and we'll settle on things. And the great news is you'll get your critter on the Endangered Species Act, and we'll get paid by the taxpayers, because part of the settlement will be, let's make the taxpayers pay your legal fees. So you win the case without ever having a public court hearing. The farmers and ranchers and the energy companies and recreational organizations and whoever might be the other users of public lands or that might have an interest in this, they don't get to be party to the case, because we will settle it behind closed doors, and it has the same effect as law. And by the way, don't worry about an appeal, because we're in the Ninth Circuit, remember, where we have, the nutty ninth, as they call it, the appellate judges. And if worse comes to worse, we'll get it in the D.C. Circuit, which is oftentimes when you sue the federal government, the D.C. Circuit takes it up. And remember, there was this little thing called the nuclear option that Harry Reid implemented at the end of last year that allows the United States Senate to confirm very liberal judges on the D.C. Circuit with a majority vote rather than the filibuster 60-vote margin prior to that point. So he changed 225 or 30 years of American history and did away with the filibuster so that they could, so they can win all these court cases all the way up until they get to the Supreme Court, if they ever do.
So we're reduced to hoping for a little bit of additional transparency to catch him at this game.
That's it.
Which is what you're talking about, improving the legislature. Is there ever any hope in our future of saying, I think North Dakotans know pretty well what is a legitimate endangered species and when it ought to be reasonably protected versus the heavy arm of the federal government? Any chance of putting this in the category of things that ought to be governed at the state level?
Yeah, I mean, that's all of our goal. That's what we're aiming for. And, I don't see it happening. Well, we can get it passed in the House. We continue to get these things passed in the House. But when you have the Senate saying, no, let's make it easier to sue to sue and settle with our friends and let's have a nuclear option on appointments to the courts, we're up against a pretty big deal. We're up against a big army there. But the thing is that Harry Reid's decision to go for the nuclear option and require a simple majority, that rule will haunt them if we get a Republican president, and or for that matter, even next year we have a Republican controlled Senate. Then that same rule will be used against them, and it was they're on the slippery slope.
All right. Anyway, that was one of the many things on the agenda on the docket for Congressman Kevin Cramer. So we start there, but obviously we welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any of all topics. John in Bismarck, we're going to get just the first part of your question here. We'll have to save Kevin's answer for the other side of the break. So give me in a half minute or less your question for Congressman Cramer, John. John, are you there? John.
Maybe he was asking about the Endangered Species Act.
Yeah. Let's why don't you see if John's there still, because it shows him there, but we're not hearing him. I don't know if he's got a little glitch or cell phone coverage issue, and we'll come back with that one. Others, welcome. John's first to go here in Bismarck. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Calls, questions, comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall, the Wednesday staple here on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead, folks. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and two heated bays. Do folks need to call ahead, Megan?
Absolutely not. It's first come, first serve, but please call us for wait times. Our phone number is 701-628-1550.
How's things going?
Very well. We've been getting busy now that spring has sprung. As you had mentioned, we are starting to get busier and busier every day.
The North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Senex, Stanley. Come on in.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
What's on your mind? Congressman Kevin Cramer just told us during the break that he's called to vote now in the committee on this endangered species thing we were talking about. So he's going to get on his cell phone and sort of talk to us between votes until they're done with, I think they have like four votes. So the life of a member of Congress, you know, when they call you to vote, you go vote, especially in a committee when these things are close here. So anyway, we expect him back between votes here at any time. So any questions or comments, get them in queue. I still need to ask him, remember the question about the difference between BNSF and CP. Why is BNSF adding trains, adding employees, looking for all these folks, adding track, and CP is cutting back? We had a call earlier that asked about that. We also want to get in on Benghazi a little bit as well, because we have had a number of calls for him about the investigation into what happened in Benghazi, and we have an interesting revelation on that. I don't know if you've followed the story. It's not getting a lot of attention, big surprise, I guess. But there is a we have 20-plus comments about this on our Facebook page right now. But a top White House aide said in an email that he wanted Susan Rice, to underscore that these protests are rooted in an internet video and not a broader failure of policy. And there have been a number of email releases prior to this one, but this one didn't come out in any of the previous efforts. But a watchdog group called Judicial Watch put in a Freedom of Information Act request and then ultimately sued to get more than 100 pages of documents. And so this email came out, September 4th, 2012 email, from a fellow by the name of Ben Rhodes, an assistant to the president and deputy national security advisor for strategic communications. And the subject line was prep call with Susan, that of course being Susan Rice, sent to a dozen members of the administration's inner circle, including key members of the White House communications team, like Press Secretary Jay Carney. And again, specifically drawing attention to the anti-Islam internet video, which she incorrectly said, this is all about a video. And so a lot of folks said, well, why would she say that when it's provably not true? And I said, well, you know, just all acting on her own. And now an email comes out saying she was coached to say just exactly that. And so basically they've been caught in a flat-out lie. And the email, you know, specifically says, hey, we got two goals here. Let's underscore that these protests are rooted in an internet video and not a broader failure of policy. That was a lie. It was, had nothing to do with the video. Secondly, and this is a bit chilling, in the propaganda department, the goal of the interview and her appearances was to reinforce the president and administration's strength and steadiness in dealing with difficult challenges. You know, there's a lot not to like about Benghazi, but to me, it sickens me almost to the core to think that you've got a bunch of people in the face of death of American diplomats and security personnel being manipulated, you know, worried about political fallout. You know, you think people at the White House say, let's just get to the bottom of what happened here. Instead of, you know, we're mitigating the damage. It's chilling. Anyway, we're going to ask him about that. One other story that we will not ask him about, but that we haven't had a chance to talk about today, is a story we followed closely. Byron Smith, Little Falls area, Little Falls is in Minnesota, area homeowner, and a story that got national attention. Yesterday, a jury of his peers said guilty on all counts. We had a number of listeners call the program saying, hey, this guy is not guilty, shouldn't be charged with this. I would say more thought he was guilty, given the circumstances we learned about in the trial, but there were some that thought he should not be guilty. He's guilty. What's your reaction? Can weigh in on that while we're waiting for Congressman Kramer to join us at 800-228-0550. Don in Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hey, good morning. I'm shocked that there's a connection between what Susan Rice said and the White House. That comes as a shock, doesn't it? I mean, amazing.
I detect just a little bit of sarcasm in your voice.
There might be a little bit there. The other thing is, as regards Donald Sterling, and the guy's a slug and a pig, there's no question about it. But, you know, the outrage over what he said and what he's done, it's interesting to me that I don't hear any celebrities or any sports heroes decrying the culture of the rap culture, where we call women by these misogynistic names and call each other words that start with N. And absolutely no outrage over that. For some reason, all these guys seem to buy into it. They're all buddies and pals with these rap artists who are misogynistic, racist pigs themselves. Now, I don't have any sympathy for Donald Sterling. The guy's a slug and a pig, okay? That being said, where's the outrage for the people that make a living using worse language than Donald Sterling did, selling music to our kids, selling videos, that kind of thing? I think there's a huge double standard here, and I just thought I might point that out today.
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, we posted on our Facebook page an interesting comment on this, got an interesting take because he's saying basically the NBA's known all this about Sterling for a long time. I mean, there have been lawsuits, and so it takes this sort of, you know, firestorm created by the girlfriend secretly taping him and putting it out for this ultimately to be the big show. So he's quite critical of the NBA. I think your point is well taken. There's a lot of things that they could, you know, we're expressing all this moral outrage. There are a lot of things to be outraged about. You know, another one I thought that, I don't know if you've seen the comment by some players suggesting maybe it's time for an all-black league. Have you seen that, Dan?
Seen that. I think that would be a tragic idea. I don't think that's something we need. But
isn't that racist?
Absolutely racist. And you know the idea that the White House is surprised or that anyone in the news media is surprised by this smoking gun now that came up for the connection to the White House and the whole Benghazi thing. I'm as surprised as that as the NBA should be surprised that Donald Sterling is a pig. This is nothing new. They've known this all along. It's just that it happened to come out now. And you know, and I feel just a sliver of sympathy for the guy, because he was caught in a conversation. He didn't know he was being taped. And, I shouldn't say I feel sympathy, but I mean, it colors it a little bit when you consider the fact that the man did not make these comments in a public forum. He was talking to someone he didn't know was being, recorded. And so, that colors it a little bit for me, but I mean that, the guy's a slug and a pig, and he should be out. There's no question about it. But there's such a moral outrage over that, and yet there's so many other things that go on, and people kind of just let it go. And this rap business and the pop culture is just one of those things that everybody just kind of ignores.
Good point, Stan. Appreciate the call. The other thing Kareem said, shouldn't we be equally angered by the fact that his private, intimate conversation was taped and then leaked to the media? Didn't we just call to task the NSA for intruding into American citizens' privacy in such an un-American way? I like that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is just kind of going against the grain here a little bit more than anything. Here's some of your Facebook comments on there. Normal says, was there a trial or a kangaroo court? Tony says, hey, they're going after a rich white guy. That's his translation on what's going on here. Ed says, it'll be interesting if this is a new policy in the NBA as far as any private conversations that have a racial undertone can force you out of the league will be applied to all. Should clean up the trash talk under the basket. All right, more of your comments on Facebook. Welcome. Congressman Kevin Cramer, we hope, when we come back. And more of your calls in the meantime. But tell us what's on your mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Our program possible. That includes our friends at PetroServe USA, the ones connecting America's, actually North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, and specializing in 100% American-made fuel. How do they do that? Well, they connect up North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. Works. And give you a lot of choice at the pump. The folks that have the blended pumps as well, right there. Locally owned, too. And a great deal every day, all day, 4 for $4. That's where you get a personal hot stuffed pizza, a 20-ounce Fun Pop, and a couple of cookies all day, every day. Gold Mill Raisin, trust me, very good. 4 for $4, PetroServe USA locations, Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Wahpeton, Dilworth, Linden, Bemidji. There you go. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Sue, somewhere in Minnesota, listening on AM 1100. You're next on What's On Your Mind. We're waiting, by the way, for Congressman Kevin Cramer to join us, return from these votes. So, folks, in the meantime, we're taking your calls at 800-228-0550. Sorry, Sue, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I enjoy your show very much. However, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about this man who's the owner of the Clippers. Why haven't we heard more about all the black players that have 8, 9, 10 illegitimate black babies with different mamas? I mean, that has not hit the news the way it should have either. That's not a good role model for our young younger generations.
Well, yeah, and I don't think that Sterling is being, you know, first of all, when you're an NBA owner, you sign into a bunch of parameters that say, here's how you're going to conduct yourself. And they have the ability to fine him up to $2.5 million. They have the ability to ban him for life. He signed on all of that as part of the franchise. An NBA player that might make some poor personal decisions isn't in that same category to say, well, you know, you can't have kids with different individuals. You know, you follow me, Sue? So, you know, that's the difference. I actually think the personal conduct of this guy is as bad as these comments, and the comments are nothing new. But I mean, he's taking a mistress to a game, and he's married. And by the way, the wife at first was critical of him about the comments, and later came to his defense. And meanwhile, he's taking a mistress to the game. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Some cultural questions there. But anyway, Sue, appreciate your call on that front. Anything else you want to say? Oh, she's gone. Okay. 800-228-0550. A couple of comments on topics we tackled earlier in the program. One on the death penalty. Let's roll that. Do we have that ready to go, Chris?
Yeah, good morning, Scott, on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, good morning.
The death penalty.
Please.
If I remember right, the books that I've read about George Washington, he had some people shot for dereliction of duty. George Washington had some of his own troops shot. If I remember right in the books that I've read, thanks. Bye.
All right, I guess we're supposed to take from that that George Washington was in favor of the death penalty. We had a little discussion about that, given what happened in Oklahoma and my revelation. It's not new, but just reminded folks that I'm consistently pro-life. That's what I call myself. Brings me to oppose the administration of a death penalty. Some folks took exception with that, and I guess He's suggesting George Washington didn't agree with me. All right, here's a call about our interview with Dr. Duke Pesta, who will be he is a well-known opponent of Common Core education standards, coming to North Dakota and South Dakota in the coming days, early in May, and comment about that interview. Go ahead and roll that.
Yes, my name is Leanne. I'm calling from Fargo. I'm calling in regards to Dr. Pesta and the caller who Ryan, who had asked him if North Dakota took any Race to the Top funds. No, North Dakota did not take Race to the Top funds. We did not participate in that. However, North Dakota has taken a lot of federal money regarding different ways to implement the standards and such into the state. We were awarded, North Dakota was awarded $160 million for accepting the Smarter Balanced Testing Consortium. So, among other things, we took federal money back in 2009. The state of North Dakota has taken a lot of federal money to implement different parts of and be aligned with Common Core. So it is fair to group North Dakota in with the rest of the other 45 states who have accepted the standards. North Dakota is not above accepting federal money. We have taken a lot of federal money, and all that is online, and you can certainly find out that information for yourself. So I did just want to clarify, no, we did not take any Race to the Top funds, but we did take $160 million in Smarter Balanced funds. Thank you.
All right, appreciate the call. Funding is an issue in that whole Common Core debate for the following reason. It's a little game they play at the federal level. Do this, and we'll give you this. And so I think that's why that is fair to say. You know, where are the strings? What are the dollars? And when we take them, what is required of us? Anyway, details on the visit of Dr. Duke Pesta, by the way, on our Facebook page, is you'll be here soon in North Dakota, and we are going to try and have him back. We'll talk more about it, and also host a debate here. All right, who's next? Let's see here. Alan in Burkhold, listing at 550 K-Fire. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind?
Well, you guys were talking about, was listening a couple minutes ago, and mentioned about that owner of the team, I think the L.A. basketball team, and his 26-year-old, you called her a mistress, and that he was married and everything. My perception on this may sound a little bit different than a lot of people, but that 26-year-old is in it for money. Whether you want to call her an executive secretary or a prostitute, you can use either one, but I don't think you'd call her a mistress, because if she wasn't gaining something financially, she probably wouldn't have been there. And either way, if she's a prostitute or an executive secretary, there should be confidence. It's just like when you talk to your doctor or to an attorney, there's privileges because you hired somebody professionally in the system. And I don't think she would be there or around him if she wasn't gaining something financially. So
she's hanging out with somebody that's worth $2 billion. So she's living the high life.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. She's just an executive secretary.
Well, whatever. What I'm saying is, I think that the personal conduct of this guy is abhorrent, and that basic fact. In fact, I don't know why the NBA doesn't say, hey, wait a minute, you ought not be an owner, have a wife, and then your girlfriend, your executive assistant, your mistress, whatever you call her, hanging out at games with you. That doesn't reflect very well on the NBA either. That's my only point in raising that issue. But appreciate the call. Congressman Kramer is back with us. Did you vote now, or did
I did. We passed out all four bills already. So four Endangered Species Act, basically transparency bills. One that gets to point you made earlier about the states, and what it really does is it requires the Fish and Wildlife Service to post. To inform, actually, all the states, local governments, counties, and everybody that are affected by an Endangered Species Act filing, to make that information available to them, to inform them, make the information available, put the data online so that the public can see the data that they are using to draw their scientific conclusions. Remember the most transparent administration ever? This stuff's perfect for that.
By the way, questions or comments, Congressman Kramer here till the top of the hour now on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Welcome at 800-228-0550. We had a call last hour from Mike in Bismarck, wanted us to ask you specifically about the differences between BNSF, which he said seems to be really trying to address this rail shortage situation by more track, more locomotives, more people.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Canadian Pacific is cutting, selling off assets, and laying folks off. And he said, why? What's going on there?
Mike asks a very interesting question, and it's one that, just to sort of give you some background, just last evening I was with a whole bunch of railroad people. Matt Rose, the president of BNSF, was actually in my office yesterday afternoon. Last evening I actually received an award from the National Association of Rail Passengers. It hasn't been announced yet, but it'll be announced here in a little bit, so here you know it first. It's called the Golden Spike Award for my work on rail safety issues and rail service issues. But so I was with a whole bunch of railroad people, and it is amazing, Mike, the difference between the railroads and how they operate, how they're managed, how they manage personnel, how they manage their trains. And his observation is exactly right, Scott. BNSF has... they've done everything they've said they'll do and then some, and they've said a lot. So while there's not a solution tomorrow or the next day, every day they're doing as much as I think they're able to do to help alleviate some of this pain. It may not be enough, but it's all they can do, and he's right. They've been far more assertive and aggressive. I don't know why that is. I don't know if it has to do with, Canadian ownership. I don't know if it has. I worry a little bit, I will tell you this, about the CP Rail in the sense that the Canadian government seems to have more sway over them. The Canadian government has, as Mike maybe knows, maybe your listeners know or don't know, the Canadian government has actually imposed service performance mandates on the railroads that place very specific mandates for delivery of grain cars and the movement of grain and agricultural products. And with that, they've put a $100,000 penalty per a violation on top of it, which is a tremendous incentive for the railroad to get it right in Canada. The problem is that moves ours. You know, that moves North Dakota and American farm commodities to the back of that line even further. So I agree that there's been some problem. Now, I have to admit, part of why I say that is because I don't hear much from CP Rail. Unlike BNSF, who is on my speed dial, I'm on theirs. They communicate with me nearly every single day, very concerned. Now, they're also the bigger player, but for those North Dakotans along the CP, that's a problem, and they're noticing the difference.
Well, one issue I know has been getting fertilizer here, given the tie-up. You got an update on that yesterday from BNSF. Do you get one from CP?
No, but the CP and BNSF both are required to provide a weekly update to the Surface Transportation Board, but BNSF has given me daily updates. So, you know, when the official report, the weekly report was 20 cars, you know, the next day it was 23, and today, or yesterday, it was 27 cars out of 52 that have originated. So the BNSF gives me daily, and no, I'm not getting the same from CP.
All right. John in Bismarck has a flood insurance question. And so we're going to start with that one next. I have others waiting as well. Last chance to get your comments, questions in at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I also want to ask you about the Farm Bill seminar where you have senior ag committee staff coming to North Dakota. Some of those staff are the real experts that have the program down back and forth. So get that on the calendar for folks that are interested in knowing about, especially the implementation issues that have been a concern with Congressman Kramer. Do all that when we come back on What's on Your Mind in our segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Next. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Why do farmers do what they do? You ask the questions, we get you answers. Why farmers are concerned about estate taxes is one we had recently, so we asked Nathan, a farmer from Glaston, to get us an answer, and he has, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So Nathan, tell us. Is Nathan going to tell us?
I don't know.
Farmers are concerned about estate taxes because it is a tax on the transfer of assets and property at the time of their death. The estate tax burdens farmers because agriculture involves the use of many capital assets, such as land and equipment. Farming is generally a generational occupation where a farmer during his lifetime builds his assets and hopes to pass them on to a family member to continue the operation for the future. In many cases, a farmer is forced to sell land or equipment to generate the cash required to satisfy the tax obligation. The result is a new farmer has fewer acres and equipment to produce the crops. The worst case would be that a farmer doesn't have enough assets to continue the farming operation in a manner that allows agriculture to be his primary occupation.
All right, got it. Thank you, Nathan. Farmer from Glaston answering the question from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Why do farmers do what they do. In this case, worry about estate taxes. If you want to ask a question, go to ndfb.org on the Contact Us page. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in our final segment on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. John in Bismarck had a question for you, Congressman. Go ahead, John.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Say, I live on the river bottoms in Bismarck. I was just wondering if you were doing anything with the relief for flood insurance. I was informed this morning that my flood insurance went up $1,300, and I live 2 feet above the 500-year flood stage.
Okay. So tell me, first of all, the $1,300, that represents obviously a several percentage points increase. So what we did, we passed the Homeowners Flood Insurance Affordability Act of 2014, which I was a sponsor or a co-sponsor of, and it was a very strong bipartisan bill to roll back the federal flood insurance's ability to have these type of massive increases in premiums. And it sounds to me, and I'd have to check into it specifically, John, and I think we should do that, that there might have been a one of these things where the transition missed you just right, and so the timing issue, and so we'll have to look at that and see if we can go back a little ways on yours, because FEMA just issued, by the way, announced that it's moving forward anyway with repealing some of these flood insurance rate increases that are required under our law, and they were late in doing that, imagine that. And they did issue a bulletin, and I want to say it was about a week ago or maybe a little better. So they've been late in applying the law that was passed quite a while ago, you know, like in January or February of this year. So hang on to it. Let me and maybe call my officer. If you hang on the phone, we'll get your contact information and get back to you. Because the law that we passed doesn't allow them to increase premiums any more than 18%, and more likely in the range of about 15%. Because as you know, as a result of the reforms of a couple of years ago, you know, rates were going up 100%, 200%, 400%, 1,000% in some cases. So. Yeah, we did pass that relief. It is law, and FEMA has issued a bulletin. It just sounds like you might have got caught in between.
I think I did. They just sent my email. FEMA sent the email to my insurance company this morning, and they said, we need $1,300 if you want flood insurance right now.
Okay.
What?
Do you mind hanging on? Or
no, I don't.
Okay.
Hang on a sec, John. We'll get your information and pass it on to Kevin and his team there. And appreciate the call.
Thanks,
Russ, listening out in Western North Dakota, had a follow-up on a question that came up previously for you here on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Russ.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Russ.
I had called in on the 16th of this month, and I work for the FAA as an electronic information.
Yes, I remember. And you called in about salaries and whether we can do something about location, salaries for federal workers that are working in this very high standard of living place called North Dakota. Now, Russ, this is amazing to me because I literally talked about your situation directly to FAA Administrator Michael Huerta, and I visited with him and Senator Heitkamp and Senator Hovind. All four of us, as you know, were together in Williston, and it's probably just over a week ago or maybe 2 weeks ago. No, a week ago. And we were there to talk about, of course, airports and the needs for growing the airports out there and all the things you are no doubt painfully aware of. We had a sort of offline conversation specifically about your situation and we talked about, we said we need to go to the entire GSA or the entire, as Senator Heitkamp mentioned, I'm forgetting the agency, but the Personnel Management Agency, Office of Personnel Management, to get some sort of a waiver or at least suggest a waiver of the GSA scale for all federal employees. In other words, we've been able to do some things in law specifically for the oil and gas industry relating to some of the engineers and the geologists and things that work for the BLM and grasslands, but we haven't done it government-wide. So we literally had that discussion a week ago yesterday with the administrator and the two senators and I, and so we'll follow up further and just keep trying to plug away and see if we can't get something done administratively. If we need to, we can go in. Try to do something with the law, but it's much quicker if we can do it administratively.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Have Thanks, Russ.
Day. Appreciate the call very much. And unfortunately, we are out of time.
This is what I love about this show. Anyway, I get enthused.
No, we're glad. Now we're just gonna have to better coordinate the committee schedule and
yeah.
Time, which is
that thing about voting gets in the way every now and then.
Yes, well, that is part of the reason you're there, to vote on our behalf. Anyway, Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, thanks for the time. Sorry we didn't get to all the calls, just didn't have enough time today, folks. We shall see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind for Todd Mitchell. Say goodbye, Todd.
Goodbye, Todd.
Until after that honeymoon. I'm Scott Hannon. God bless you one and all. See you, bye.
Spring means a fresh start, especially now during the Max Spring Sale. Give your lawn a boost with Scott's Easy Seed. A 10-pound bag, only $14.99. That's an incredible deal. Pick up a DeWalt 18-volt cordless hammer drill kit and receive a $150 18-volt impact wrench for free. Reclaim your garage with wide-span shelving, now 15% off. Find these savings and more at the Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Concerned about mule deer in western North Dakota? Help the cause at the Mule Deer Foundation's 4th Annual Muddy Buck Chapter Banquet. It's this Saturday, Williston Grand Hotel. Supporting habitat projects, studies, and youth events. Socials at 5:30, prime rib dinner at 7, silent and live auction with great items too. This Saturday, the Mule Deer Foundation's big banquet at the Williston Grand Hotel. For tickets, go to muledeer.org, muledeer.org, or call 406-850-8785 and help us help the Mule Deer of North Dakota.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.